Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo bana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus, much children of God.
Wabosazewo kuba ngalo zongere kitafali wagobe nyo.
Decide to clap in praise to the Father who is the most high.
Ozongere ekigambo kye mukama wafu Yesu.
Add it to his word of our Lord Jesus.
Okubira omwoyo mutukuvu engali ez'amaanyi.
Clap for the Holy Spirit, a mighty hand clap.
Okube ezigwanira ba malaika.
You clap those worthy for angels. Right from the 24 elders who sits around the throne of God as they keep secrets of the kingdom. Clap hands for the four living creatures for worshiping every day when they never silent. They say it's holy, holy, holy.
Join
Caleb, children anointing.
We've
kept anointing where we get right now and reach the entire earth. And they worship every day saying holy. Join on of the master student, the one who sits there, the spirit of grace. Clap hands for the angels worthy.
The
administration and the praise and all worship. For they are the holy angels. Clap to thank creations from the stars, the sun and the moon,
for
the administration towards God all the time. Animals, insects and the birds, the fish, plants, even all the animals. Every day they have been serving God, never to rest. As they fulfill Romans 8, verse 28, that all things work together for the goal of those who love God. Verse 22,
creation
been working together with us in all conversation, all praying and in all working. Ecclesiastes 1 verses 4 downwards, he said creations are weary for the great working, if
the
man can never comprehend it. But we are beyond humans. We are children of God who can understand the works of his hands.
For
a wise man lives sleep day and night.
As
Ecclesiastes said 14, even 16, they can never see them. But we
will
reveal them by the Spirit of God. Understood how God works. As he
bends
above all the heavens and he works in all, he passed through all. You take up your seat. Sit as you meditate.
And
as you think most of the greatness of God. And you think the fire has brought you right from hell. Not even right there. The lake of fire. See, you are in flames.
And
you're being melted in that God consumes. And the Savior sends his hand to you. See, you are in hell in the much tribes. But
there
are those right there. And God sends a hand to you, get you out there. Yes. See, you are in the midst of the world of death. And you don't know when you unclose that body, where you're going to. God enlightens you where you came from and where you have to go back. See, you don't know how you will live there. He enlightens you the goodness there. You become an overcomer today and
he
sits you in the heavenly places. As
he
said in Ephesians 2 verse 6, that we were saved by grace after we got saved, we were sat in the heavenly places in the Christ Jesus. I pray much that you conduct yourself like a person not of this world, conduct yourself as a person of heavens, how they are. For though we are on this world, we are not of this world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Maybe in the word of wisdom and of understanding, filled of the counsel of God,
oyinza okwebonereza nka tonatanna kubonereza
can you punish yourself before God punishes you
olw'obutali butuukirivu
for unrighteousness
osobole okumukakasa
that you can prove to him
nga weenenyeza era oteredde
you've repented and aligned yourself yes
oyinza okwebonereza
can you punish yourself
olw'obutali butuukirivu
for your unrighteousness
katonda nga tanna kubonereza
before God punishes you
osobole okumukakasanga oteredde
that you can prove to him that you've been aligned yes
yebazibwenyo
praise Jesus much
manyi waliwe birowe bituuka
you there times a season comes
that chikweta gisha kulinda katonda kujja kuboneleza
does not need you wait God to come punish you
ngora batutelera
and you see you never settle
noga ngenda kuboneleza
and you say I'm going to punish myself
yesu yebazibwenyo
praise Jesus much
abana ba Israel
the children of Israel
bwabara banga bayonona nnyo mukama
when they saw they had transgressed God much
era bwabara banga bachuse
and when they saw they had changed
nyinga tebayina bukakafu bayinza kakasiza dala na kutonna
not proof they can prove all day
that
they have aligned themselves
bagena nebete nebebonereza
they went to punish themselves
bali ndakatonda
they did not wait for God
wabula teche unyisa
but what surprises
ndira katonda byajjo kusala
till God when he came to judge
yaraba mwaba tebonereza lwa mazima
he saw those who have not punished themselves for, by God of truth and he judged them
otegedde bulungi
have you understood well
so mulugano lwa fe uno
so in this our journey
tugena mu campaign revival
we going to campaign revival
simbulo kuitwa kwensi yona
we move the worldwide call
so kuwe katonda obukakafungo otere
you first give God proof that you've been aligned yes
akati je kibuze che kizenga kigamba
that question which has come which is saying
na ye oyinzo okwebonereza olw'obutali butuukirivu
can you punish yourself for your own unrighteousness
katonda tanajja kubonereza
before God comes to punish you
uliyokomu obukakafundi otere
and then you'll give him proof that you've been aligned
abana ba Israel
the children of Israel
mu Samueli ekisoke suli yo musa
in 1 Samuel chapter 7
okuva kunyolo okutano
from verses 5
bakulu musa
up to 7
basala wolu nakulona
they decided the whole day
kwanga bali bamazo kuyiwo moyo wa katonda eyalinga mubo
they had already disappointed the spirit of God was in them
eranga afukidwa okuva mubo
they had been powered from them
nabwe watu kokwebonereza
when they reached to punish themselves
bachima amazi okuva kuluzi
they went to fetch water from the well
ngabwe bagaiwa ewa eri waguru jakoma
they poured it up on the dry land yes
unakulona
the entire day
ngabaga mukabwe tibotwaiwa omoyo wo
they tell God this the way we disappointed your Holy Spirit
era numfuko okuva mufu
and you poured him out of us
tubonerede
we have gotten contrite
bekubemboko
themselves
atenga bwe basibye
yet they had fasted
urabi yao
have you seen them
walio chimye kokale bidumulanga bibiri nga biolenge obirengeza
two jerrycans of water you're carrying them
unakulona
the entire day
ubakale ekimu
oh one jerrycan
ugenda kuruzi
you go to the well
ulikoru so zingabo manyezi zibwezitero kubere zinga
climb as you know most of the wells are down in the valleys
bo sena bo twale wakabo yiwabo dai
climb to your home you power down you go back for more
atenga tolide
and you've not eaten
wanji katusomeyo kodabe
let's read there we see
kinunje bisere bisinga
it is good many times
yebonereza
and you punish your own self
yakatuna tena kubonereza
before God punishes you yes
kirunje okumwa kubuka kafundi mbutufu
it is good giving proof that indeed
olaba nebonereza okutuka kuchino olutali butukirivubwa
punish myself for this except for my unrighteousness
ngakashanga nino kutirira
I'm sure I have to get aligned
olwaga katingenda kwekola cho
ask now what am I going to do to myself
katulabi
let us see
Samueli ekisoka esuli yo musanvu nolunyiri olwokutano
1 Samuel chapter 7 verse 5
Awo Samueli nayogera nti mukunganya Isirayiri yenna bajembe zupa nange ndi basabira eri mukama
and Samuel said gather all Israel to Mizpah and I will pray for you unto the Lord
olunyiri olwomukaga
verse 6
nebakunganira Mizpah nebasena amazi nebagafuka mu maso ga mukama nebasiba kulunaku olwo nebogerereyo nti twasobya kumukama Samueli nalamulira abana ba Isirayiri emizupa
and they gather together to Mizpah and drew water and poured it out before the Lord and fasted on that day and said there we have sinned against the Lord and Samuel judged the children of Israel at Mizpah
he
yes
He
told them, gather. Mizpah, I'm going to pray for you towards God.
Fast
above their evils that committed, even worshipping God who never created heavens and earth, the fallen angels. And when they gathered, they left home they had consented. And they said, where we are going? At Mizpah, there is judgment.
One
convicted will be beaten, even others die instant. Yes.
And
this part, before we go, what are we going to do to prove to God that we've gotten contrite, each with their jerrican, the young and the old? Samuel, as he was there, and they had come with jerricans. And what is wrong with you?
We are
going to punish yourself the entire day. Get water from down from the well. We bring it up, pour it up there.
Distance
the distance of your well. In the village, the distance it was. The whole day yet they had fasted. And they walked saying, we transgressed the Lord. And you power down, we transgressed the Lord. You go back to the well, you transgressed the Lord. Praise Jesus. The whole day yet they had fasted. And as they speak, know what you're onto then. You speak,
the word
you didn't eat,
mazi,
you gather water, you pour it down, they smote themselves. How many jerrycans would you go on the well and you get tired?
Bibeka?
I went to the well, gathered and got these and these jerrycans.
Now,
if it's the whole day, you did not eat, not eat from the 12th hour up to the next
12th
hour. And the whole day you have to speak how you transgress the Lord. Praise Jesus much. And they finished the days meeting themselves. That is the rod they smote themselves with that day. And you cane yourself.
After
Richard, you say, but I am too much of not settling.
Now
I'm going to punish myself before the Lord comes. You know, there are those who say
that
we break our souls with fastings. Yes. That is not enough. You need a great contrite on yourself. Yes. The soul is broken.
The
sacrifice of God is the broken heart and the contrite spirit.
But
touched, even your soul is touched. Yes.
It's
when you can punish yourself because of big-headedness. And indeed you feel it's too much on you. And you give yourself a weak
punishment.
And you give you a microphone, repent for your big-headedness. And at least you get ashamed. Because you see, you think, if it was on one family in Israel, what passed with water God collected, pouring it, as they speak, those would have seen them, they would have said what? That they are fallen man. They would have gotten ashamed. But still there were neighbors, nations which are nearing them. They knew that Israel did that. People can break themselves because of God. Indeed, this, when you see the big-headedness is too much. You see that you don't settle and it's too much in you.
In
the punishment at times you can give yourself is to get shamed.
May
you see every time I'm choosing others.
With your number?
Entire week. 1 minute we give it to you. Someone is saying now. Are we there?
What do you mean?
Have you ever quarreled with yourself? You quarrel with yourself. Because of foolishness? There's a time it requires you put for yourself a week, you quarrel with yourself.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus much. You as the spirit, and you quarrel with the flesh, for they always contradict each other. Now this time you put them openly, that stop not agreeing.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus much.
If you are
the spirit, you feel the one who serve God.
The
body keeps moving elsewhere. Now you say now,
I'm going to
spend a week we quarrel on this issue.
Have
proof my quarreling, I overcome and win.
Wanji?
Are we there? Yes. What does it say in the Psalms?
Zaburi ya sura ya 35 na olunyiriri olw'13.
Psalms chapter 35 verse 13.
Na yenze bwe balwala na yambala ebibukutu neteganye meme yange n'okusiiba n'okusaba kwange nekudda mu kifuba kyange.
But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into my own bosom. Yes. He said he this time humbled his soul. The soul is the spirit.
He's
the same as the spirit. For the soul is the body of the spirit. Yes. But there lacked one thing.
He
needed even to touch this body. Because in writing, in the Psalms 51, he after says that indeed the sacrifice of God is a broken soul, even a contrite heart. This time we handle two, even the bodies involved. And you quarrel together. Yes.
It's
a body, and it matters. Do you wonder the beheadedness in that head? You wonder the mentality you have never to humble.
As if
you want to serve God,
yet
you do things of pride. Do you fear yourself?
There's
a point it needs you sit down. You punish your own self. Because now though you have the outward and the inward man,
you
as the spirit must be the controller, the chief. Now in breaking yourself, you get the two, you the spirit, even the outward man, needs to quarrel with yourself.
For
you quarrel with outward man's strength, still you quarrel with your own self. Brethren, there are ways of fighting with sin. Because we fight with it to reach in the shedding of blood. Ask God to exchange our blood.
That
field of contentions, beheadedness, and things like that. Do you wonder at times you say, indeed, a person wants to go to heaven. It's me doing the things.
Teacher
Jacob. I want to go to heaven. These things I do cannot make me mistake. You too look to your wise king. But I'm going to do what on this thing. Pride. This pride.
Caused
Satan to be cast from heaven after his falling. And then me, it's what I'm into.
Now
me, will I leave this world? Will I reach the door of heaven? The chief in pride is in the bottomless pit hell.
The
point to reach, you have to sit down. And you begin to cease to seek your food. Most people when they sit down, they think of food. They think of their beds. They think of the friends they have moved and they are moving into tomorrow. They think of their work. The losses they made and the
others.
But many times it is so good. And you see the loss of the spirit you always make. And you know that in Daru, acting big headedness and stubbornness, I have a great loss I have made. Rich, they tell me to convert it and I cannot. Let's read in the Psalms, we see.
Zaburi esure ya tano mwemo, noru njiriri ole kumina msambu.
Psalms chapter 51 verse 17.
Sadaka za katonda yememe menyese. Omutima ogumenyese, ero ogubonerede, ayi katonda, toguganyenga.
The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. Oh God, you will not despise. Yes. There are times sacrifices rage. There is a broken heart. A contrite heart.
Bibiri.
Two. The spirit. The body. They need to be handled. Is when you have to reach yourself. And you begin to instruct yourself.
You say,
after all this, where am I going to?
Guru,
heaven or hell?
Wanji?
Are we together?
Let's
speak to the brother, but tell them. You see, if the sacrifice of God is a contrite soul, a contrite spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. Yes.
Kakati.
Now,
the
others humbled themselves, punished themselves. But you are going to give yourself which punishment? For the punishment you give the body, it will reach onto your spirit.
Wow.
You begin to quarrel with yourself. You accuse yourself of that foolishness. And you want to live this foolishness. You're speaking to yourself. You know people, many times when they are angered, you can find them speak to themselves. Yet what surprises
us?
They have never sat down to speak to themselves the sins they have committed. They are very careful one to hear them on the side. The person has got a big head, they are out their side. They are so foolish. But I want you this time, after committing the wrongs of yourself, speak to yourself that you're so foolish. You speak that to yourself. You speak to that. Do you
juggle?
The person that angered you, you begin to speak. You speak evils they are doing to you.
We were.
But it's good, you and your body. You as the spirit. And you have a great quarrel which moves on in you. And you totally be apart. You never agree. Not.
Say
one thing when we agree on the things that God loves. Let's agree. But if onto another, it's no agreement. Can even put a line. Say, I dare you see cross here. You, body. I just see you cross here and you abuse. I am going to accuse you and you will be shamed in the people.
Amen.
Yes. Let us all get ashamed there together. Till you go back to the dust and I go back to heavens. There are some fights. And you wage a war.
For
the body has never stopped that fight to fight in the spirit, never to go back to heavens. And the body, Satan wants to use it as a gun, shoot you down every day.
kubanga nebo osalawo kali nokkiriziganya n'okunyiga kw'omubiri
and you agree to get angered the anger of the flesh
obuyinike bwolekera mwoyo
sorrow is moved to the spirit
era bayibuli emalirize egamba nga nfunzafunza
bible and saying as a summarize
mu bagalatiya
in galatians
nti guno mbiri n'omwoyo
that the spirit and the body
be
contrary to each other
Abagalatia esule yokutano nolunyiriri ole 17
Galatians chapter 5 verse 17
ti kubanga omubiri gwakira ku moyo no moyo ugwakira ku mubiri kubanga ebyo byolekanye
mulemengo
kole ebyo bye mwagala
for the flesh lusts against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh and these are contrary the one to another so that you cannot do the things that you would yes
wengo muntu owawamu
you as the entire human being
kubanga utogera ku muntu owawamu
when we speak of the entire human being
we
joined up the outward man the flesh and the blood also joined the inward man
umoyo ne meme
the spirit and the soul
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
Kati gwengomo wawamu bamadirizabo bali bawuka.
You as the entire person the others end when they are contrary.
Gwengomo wawamu
you the general person.
Gwe muntu wokungu.
You are the outward man.
No muntu womu.
Even the in man.
Kati bate beyaula.
Now these ones are contrary.
Gwe bamanga bakujie.
And as if they took you away.
Gwengomo wawamu no wawamu.
You the general person you captured.
Ontegede buru.
Have you understood? Wow.
Wawamu ne bamwaula.
The general person is separated.
Nobira wakati wawa
ngobera
ni ono
it is I follow who the spirit of the
Emne
body
nemne mumbu abira yakira kumune
but each lasts over the other
ukwakira kumune
lasting over the other
kwigamba
to saying
abayagala muamba mukozi byayagala
want to capture him use him over what they want
ali wali wali utawo ino kugula wawo
there is a war you have to wage there
kinonduchirese ngecho okulabira ke kyaliwo
brought it as an example which was there
bana ba Israel
on the children of Israel
webayagala okubonerizanga katontana babo nerisa
when they wanted to punish themselves before God punished them
but yokaba mukakashenga bali bachusha
that they proved to him that they had humbled and changed
erandi wababa salira
that if he judged them
arimo kubasalira no mukono omuzito
judge them with a heavy hand
kubanga emezo pabage nanga yo
at Mizpah they went there
ezo okuda no butadda
either to come back or not to come back
Ida bate nyune bagare nebe tugenda tunadda
and they feared most they say if we go shall we get back
tukoze tutoka kasamo kama
what can we do to prove God
tuwaliwo kubonerera
that there is a humbling in ourselves and they fasted
bonereze memeza
contrited
neba teka ko chima amazi ebiri najo neba jikwatira
gathering water they involve with their bodies
Yesu yebazi
praise Jesus much
emili jakowa
bodies got weary
tebereza muoga chimi amazi unakulona bogaiwa
collected water the entire day you poured it down
boyogera
you speak
ogamba
you say
nakoze mukama bwenta
I committed sin to the Lord
buli omunga ayogere cho Israeli yena
pick that entire Israel
kana kabana tusubira kokoleyo
this time we expect to do it ahead
singe gwanga ligano okutegera chetu okuitwa kwa mukama
the nation refused to understand God's call
ujefuno luzi tugachime
tugaiwa kwetu well we got collect water pour it as we repent to the Lord
baruteke ku mauri ne
they put it on the newspapers and the news all over
nenge chitesayo
but why we put there
nene nyakuru gwango gano
kora chi half of the nation refusing to accept the call
waliwa gama nabera ko
let be involved in that
igwanga weli nabaliga
if the nation
fabato nabatakede tujakole chisobukuka kasamuka
and the subject will be all possible proof God we are ready
era mukama talire magora mukoro
God will never fail stretch his hands
Amen.
Yes.
Mufuna yoruzi.
You get a well.
Temunye gamuna maulire yenda.
Don't mind
baba bibagamba. Bana maulire mjewano.
Those who see them they call the news reporters.
Baruba bari mukwenenya.
These ones are repeating that the nation refuses the call.
Uliko nona nyonyola ali nomudindaro.
Playing with the speaker, microphone.
Byawandikiwa.
Byafayo. The history in the prophecy. We are called.
Bwagamba twenenya.
Tukaje
kuitibwa kwa.
We refuse our calling.
Manyi tebumna bamanya mukama ndi ali serious
not yet known that God is serious
nzachimanyi
me who knows it
tunulam
I look into it
ningamba mukama singa chigana
but if this one fails here
nzirako wano
I move to this next step
kuyimira ku
I have to
chituli wano
stand in a gap here and to build a wall this nation has to stand And don't you think I'm joking? If we pass through, they never understand.
They take out even radio,
put it television, radio, we proclaim it to them. They refuse. We shall get a will here. There is a climb from it.
Forward to the verse 2022.
God pours upon him, we disappoint him. The punishment is to collect water, government, the sign of the Holy Spirit. He said, when you believe, inside you will flow rivers of living waters.
But
that spoke of the Holy Spirit was to be given us. Children of the sign of pouring water.
They said, this is the way we
poured out the Spirit who gave to flow in us. Yes. Someone now is saying, begin to punish yourself. Who is ready? You're going to punish yourself for the sake of God.
Oh,
can push yourself for the sake of the nation.
This big head.
How many years they call you, you don't hear. Needs you, my friend. There are seasons when you're joking them. Anytime Uganda jokes, and it jokes in place, it plays on the lives of nations. They get destroyed, they perish. They descend in hell. We are hearing jokes.
There's
a point you reach, you quarrel yourself with this Uganda. You said this heart, which is hardened, Uganda. You see the big head they preach to you, do not hear.
Now,
on that other day it will come. If we shall fail to understand, we shall go for water. As we call, pour it down. As we repent, preaching with his interpreter, and them to walk where they pour it, they go back to the well.
Uganda,
on behalf of the entire world, we shall do all possible.
Amen.
When we saw the Uganda motto, we said, for God and my country, we shall stand.
And
as we laid our future in the Uganda national anthem, we laid our future of our nation in the hands of God. When we prayed the prayer in the national schools prayer, we said, whatever comes, whether mountains or valleys, whether thorns, we have to overcome. Those we know then. We told God with the valleys or mountains, with the thorns, everything coming. What come may? We have to overcome. We have to stand. Now that aspect,
we have to enter in it.
First of all, you as the person entering, whatever it is, have to stand for the entire world. For God, in the worldwide call. Whether the big head or big head, whether pride, you rest it down, tell it you. I want you to understand me from today.
Malala.
Pride. Me and you have no relation together. Your witch is only falling. Even the fallen falls to hell. Me, I'm not going there.
You're
fallen by yourselves and get out of me. Wage a warn yourself on that price. Stubbornness, beheadedness. Why is the king not humbling? Not living sin. Yes. Give the brother, tell them, you see, that word, me, I have understood it like this. Now explain it how you have understood it. Praise Jesus much. Teacher Jacob has told me what he has understood.
ategede Peter kisoke sura ya kutano.
Understood first Peter chapter 5.
Go msampa koromwe.
Verse 7 to 9.
Chimuka yukiro mubi anakolanga.
That resist the devil, he will flee. It too will flee from you.
Nangamba.
He tells me. What he has to do if you resist this sin and they quarrel with each other.
Amos 3:3
will not come to pass.
But
two move together when they have agreed. If they have not agreed, then it means one has to give up on the other. That is what he has understood. It's not going to put it away of friendship. Shame it, will shame it always.
Until
you say, so it shouldn't be much, let us part ways. You know, sin reaches a time. And it no more gets shamed. It's there to shame you. You think those who clothe many skirts, it did what to them? It no more gets shamed. It shames your spirit. You, the original person. Praise Jesus, man. So we thank the Lord for that word we've heard.
It's
moved to prepare us well.